And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Drink with Rick, another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream. I'm just so excited. I'm getting my words all mixed up before we even started. I'm excited for a lot of reasons. First of all, I'm excited because we're back. We're back. We're having another exciting evening together on the Saturday Night Wine Stream with you and me. I missed you. I really did miss you the past week, and I'm really glad to be here. I'm excited because we're trying a new wine tonight that I've never tried before. We're also trying a beer. I'm going to try a beer. Yes, a wine and a beer. Pretty exciting stuff. Also, we have some birthdays to toast, an anniversary, some national days, and I'm going to show you, I'm really excited about this, I'm going to show you a Super 8mm film I made back in the 80s with some friends of mine that I've never shown on the internet before, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's a short film. I think you'll like it. I hope so. Anyway, it's great to be here, back here in the studios. It's Savoy Studios here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and with you on Drink with Rick. Now, of course, if you are joining me for the first time, or even for the 132nd time, because this is the 132nd episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes. I've got my show notes right here, as always. I don't always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all, because this show isn't about me. It's somewhat about the wine, and tonight a little bit about the beer, too. But this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, just kicking back, forgetting about the worries of the work week, just kicking back on a Saturday night, relaxing with our favorite libations, no matter what it is, some snacks, and just having a great time, just chilling, just talking back and forth, chatting with me, and I hope you join me in the chat. Of course, you can join me live on the chats on Facebook. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. YouTube, Drink with Rick. Is YouTube. That's the YouTube channel. You can, the chat's going live there as well. Twitch, of course, almost didn't happen tonight last minute, but got it going. Twitch is Drink with Rick 1. Drink with Rick and the number 1, all one word. And also on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. Also on the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. You can watch live there. I don't have a chat going there, but if you click on the post for this episode that's running right now, you'll get a comment box below, and you can put in your comments, and I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but it will. And I may read it on the show. And you know what? If I read your comments on the show, you may just win a prize. How about that? I may just send you a gift for doing just that. Now, I gave you the itinerary for tonight. And that's what we've got going on. And I'm going to try to get this done. My wife said, try to keep it short. So I'm going to do my best to try to keep it short tonight. We're going to do that. We were pretty good about it last time. So let's see if we can do it again. Okay, so this is the wine that I've got to show you. This is a Poggio Alto. Poggio Alto. It's a Piccini. And this is a 2017. This 2017 Toscano wine, and I have a little bit of information on it, not a whole lot, but a little bit of information on it, and I'm looking forward to trying this out. I picked this up at the, Sunset and Vine. This was the Sunset and Vine in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And I like to go there whenever we go up to Blowing Rock and the Boone area. And, I like to stop in and check it out. It's a really, really nice place. And the people there are great. And I like to pick out a couple bottles. I brought a couple bottles back with me. And we're going to try this one tonight. We also have a beer to try. Let me show you this beer for a second. This is a Mountaineer. This is an Appalachian Mountaineer Golden Ale. And I found this, of course, in Boone. My son is attending App State, Appalachian State University, and this is their Appalachian State University wine, apparently, for the Mountaineers. So I'm going to give that a try, too. I've got a little bucket down here in the down below next to me. So we're going to give that a try. Also some foods. Let me show you the foods that we have to pair it with. I've got a lot of camera. Here we go. Here's camera three. Camera three, we have some foods to pair it with. We have a burger. We have a hamburger from Bad Daddy's Burgers. And we have some pizza. That's some leftover pizza. These are all leftovers. Leftover pizza from, was this from Brooklyn? Brooklyn Pizza in Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a couple of cheeses here, and I'm not sure exactly which cheeses we have. I think this is mozzarella, and I think this is a, I think my lovely wife, Chief, she's in the chat, will have to refresh my memory. And we have some peanuts here. Some fresh roasted peanuts that were roasted by my lovely wife, Chi, just tonight, just before the show. And she did this. Her peanuts are excellent. They're just great. I love them. Anyway, that's what we have to pair the foods with tonight. Let me check the chats real quick, see what we've got going on in the chats. I have, let's see, nothing happening in the chat on Facebook right now. Now, I'm hoping that we have some video going here on Facebook because it's not looking too good on my side. So I don't know. So sorry, we're having trouble playing this video on the back end. So hopefully, if you're on Facebook and you can see this video, you can see me now. Just drop in the chat and say hi and let me know. Let me know because I'm not getting anything on this end. We are on YouTube right now. YouTube is live. Okay, that looks good. Twitch is live. I'm hearing the audio coming back to me on Twitch. And CM Sanders in the chat on Twitch. And CM Sanders says, beep. And hi, how you doing, CM Sanders? Glad you're here. And please stick around. We're going to have some fun tonight. Okay, we've got, let's see, Twitter. Twitter is going on live right now, too. So I don't know how to, supposedly there's a chat somewhere. I never can figure out where all that stuff is. Anyway, so we're here. That's the important thing. We're here. And I'm sure folks will be joining us later on as we get. I'm really getting a little concerned about Facebook because I'm not getting any video and it's quiet there. And usually have a couple of people in the chat and Facebook starting off. So I'm hoping you can see. I'm hoping you can see this. I really am. If you can't, let me know. Checking the notifications, it looks kind of quiet. I tell you what, take a week off and everything just kind of falls apart, doesn't it? Technically speaking, I have to go and fix all kinds of stuff and at the last minute too, and beyond the last minute. Anyway, here we are. We're going to go ahead and check this wine out. Once again, here's the front of the bottle, the Poggio Alto. It is a Governo al Uso Toscano Piccini wine. This is a 2017, and this is it gets 3.8 stars on Vivino, and it does have it's on Cellar Tracker. Some mixed reviews on not really much for tasting notes on Cellar Tracker. Couldn't find much about it price-wise. There was not a whole lot of information on it. All right, let's look at the back of this wine. I'm checking the back of this wine, and I'm going to read it to you. It says, Piccini 2017 Toscana. Poggio Alto Governo by Piccini is a red Tuscan blend made using the traditional method of winemaking typical to the region, which consists in inducing a second fermentation by adding a small percentage of dried grapes. Now that's interesting. A second fermentation by adding a small percentage of dried grapes. This technique renders a soft and round consistency to the wine, typical of Governos. It is a generous wine, full-bodied, smooth, and harmonious. This red wine is a product of Italy. It is, let's see if I can see. Oh, alcohol 13% by volume. So there you go, that 13% ABV in the 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what we've got going on here. Let me check the chats one more time. And still kind of quiet. So let me check on Twitch. Twitch is a little bit quiet. CM Center, can you hear me okay on Twitch? Good. Picture looks good. Coming back to me on Twitch, it looks really good. Actually, I'm impressed. Looks pretty good. I like it. So, let's see. Kind of quiet on YouTube. Anyway, so let's go ahead and start opening this wine. Let's get right to it. I have my trusty bottle. This is my foil cutter here, and I got a close up on this, right? Yeah. All right, comes right off, nice and neat. Set that aside. And, of course, I have my trusty mechanical corkscrew. And this was given to me by my family for holidays last year. Or maybe it was birthday. No, it might have been Father's Day. I don't remember now. It was a gift. That's what I remember, and that's what's important. Now, this is a long cork, so it's not coming all the way out. Let's see if I can, there we go. I want to be gentle with it. Let's set that aside for just a few moments. And, of course, I don't have my Veneto aerator tonight. It's been leaking on me, so I don't have the aerator tonight. So I'm just going to have to pour it straight into the bottle this time without the aerator. That's the thing. Now, the aerator's downstairs, but I've sort of like it's been leaking on me quite a bit the last couple of weeks, and I didn't want to make a mess this weekend, so I just kind of left it alone. I've got to get a new aerator. In the meantime, I'm just going to go ahead and pour it into my trusty Galway genuine Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. Let's pour a little bit in here, just a little bit for starters. Now, the thing is, since I don't have the aerator there, I'm going to really have to swirl this around a little bit, and I'm going to give it a little extra time to breathe. Really need to give it some extra time to oxygenate just a little bit. Maybe, I don't know how much time I can give it, but let's set it to the side for just a moment. And while it's breathing, let us continue to breathe. And let's find out a little bit more about this wine. Now, I didn't find a whole lot about it. That's the thing. And what I did find out about the wine, it seemed to be well-liked. And on the website, on Vivino's site, it says that it is this Tenuta Pacini is one of the most distinctive, dynamic, and innovative family-owned Italian wine companies and in Italy. And it is organically farmed, and the vineyards are hand-harvested. This is not harvested by machines. The grapes are hand-harvested, which is very important because you don't want to bruise the grapes up and everything. So they take some great care in harvesting the grapes. And I'm reading this from Vivino's website, but apparently it is there's a read more here. Let me see if I can read more. Okay. Now, this is from Pacini, the winery. I guess this is from their own website. And a funny thing is that I looked around. I didn't really see a lot on their website. Some nice pictures of the winery. Angelo Pacini, born in 1860, the only son of a merchant family in Poggibonsi, a small town at the crossroads of Florence and Siena. And he bought 7 hectares of vineyards in Castellina and Chianti in 1882, built a small winery, and apparently they've been making wines ever since. So this is 100% family-owned and run, this winery. So this, and it's organic. This is an organic winery. Now, apparently, I guess maybe it wasn't originally organic, but it says it has been converted to organic farming. And this is according to looking up the information on the website here. Apparently, they've changed their approach a little bit to making it all organic. So this is an organically grown wine. Now, I don't know whether or not it's been organically or naturally fermented and aged. I don't have the details on that. I'm assuming that it probably is. So the grapes that they have on this wine, apparently, Have some Cabernet. These are the grapes that grow in the winery: Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Sangiovese. So it's a Tuscan red wine style. So that sounds pretty good. It looks like the 2017 got 3.6. 125 ratings on Vivino, and I'm looking at this from Vivino's website, vivino.com. That's what I have on this wine. I don't have a whole lot else on here. That's the thing. So I'm looking forward to tasting it and giving it a try. I wonder if we get enough time to breathe. Just breathe. Let's see if we can do it. Let me check. Let me give it another moment or two since we don't have the aerator going here tonight. I've got to get a new aerator. And my lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat, and she says hi and hi right back at you. So you can see and hear me in just fine on Facebook. That's good. I'm not getting any video back on this end from Facebook, but if you can see and hear me, that's what's important. That's the most important thing. And if I can see and hear you, and CM Sender says, yeah, I hear you fine. And that square guy is on Twitch. He just popped in. See, I was paying attention tonight. That square guy, it's great to see you. He says, hey, Rick, and hey, right back at you. Of course, that square guy and Darcy Stardust, they're big Twitch streamers, and they do Lego videos, and they do – I poured a little bit more before I even had any of the drink tonight. I want a little bit more to start off with. There you go. The Square Guy and Darcy, they were streaming last night, as a matter of fact, and CM Center and I were both in the chat last night. We had a great time, as we always do. Talked about a lot of different things. Had a lot of fun. And Darcy is in the chat, too. Darcy Stardust. Hi, Rick, and hi, right back at you, Darcy. It's great to see you both here. Thanks for being here. Look, get a chance. Check out that Square Guy and Darcy. Check it out on that Square Guy on Twitch. And the Lego builds are a lot of fun to watch. It's amazing to watch. He does a lot of other things, too. He can do a speed Rubik's Cube, too. He asked me to do a Rubik's Cube, and he'll put that together. Yeah, we have a lot of fun there. And they do some baking videos. They haven't done one for a little while, right? Yeah, CM Sender says last night was fun. It was indeed. And, you know, they do baking videos, and they play some games as well. Every once in a while, he'll do a trivia game, and those are always fun. Those are very cool. All right, so we're going to try this wine. I'm going to taste this wine just a little bit. I'm a little off tonight, I tell you. Darcy says, she's saying hi to CM Sender. And What the Fabicia says, hey, Rick, and it's great to see you. What the Fabicia is in the chat tonight. It's great to see you here tonight. And the Square Guy says, it's been a while since we did a baking stream, but there will be some coming up soon. We're going to be making tonkatsu. Is it tonkatsu at some point, too? I don't know. My pronunciation is terrible. You have to tell me what it is. I'm not really sure what tonkatsu is, to be honest. I'm not. Is it tonkatsu? Tonkatsu? I'm just making a fool of myself here, aren't I? Yeah, that wouldn't be the first time. tonkatsu. Okay. The Square Guy says tonkatsu. 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 Okay. Tonkatsu. Okay. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure you can fill me in on what it is. In the meantime, let me go ahead and taste this wine real quick so we can get going. I want to show you this film. I've got a short film to show you tonight. And I got a beer. We're going to be trying out a beer as well. Where was I? Oh, yes. We're going to taste the wine. So let's taste the wine now. Hopefully it's opened up a little bit more. And on the nose, ooh, lots of cherry. Lots of cherry on the nose. Lots of cherry and a little bit of raspberry, too. Let me try it. Wow. Well, there's a lot going on there in that wine. Cherry, raspberry. I'm getting some caramel. I'm getting some caramel, and I'm getting a little hint of blackberry in there too. Let me see. Hmm. Yeah, a little mix of blackberry, cherry, raspberry. I'm getting some caramel, a little bit of caramel in there. That's very, this is a little bit of a, this is a kind of medium. It's kind of medium body. It looks a little bit bolder on camera than it is, but it's kind of a medium bodied wine. And it's fairly smooth. Some of the reviews I was looking at before said it was a bit tannic. There are some tannins in this wine, but it's a little bit smoother than I would have expected. It's actually kind of in the middle somewhere. It's a little tannic, but not too much. It's fairly dry, but there is a hint of sweetness in it. There's a hint of sweetness on the tongue and at the very end when it goes down. The finish is really nice. I like the finish. It's a long finish. This has a long finish to it. So I like this. Let's see. Yeah, it's a little oaky. A little oaky. Just a little earthy. But it's very a lot of fruit in here. A lot of fruit in here. Bit jammy, I think. But I'll tell you what. This reminds me, you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the cherry cream. The cherry cream that we tried some time back. And I think the cherry cream was a Pinot, which is interesting because this is not a Pinot. But it kind of reminds me of that somewhat. Very, very interesting wine. I like it. So far, so good. We're going to let it open up some more. And while it's opening up, it is a little... yeah, it's very, very ruby colored. I like it. Okay. So while it's opening up, let's go ahead and let's pair it with some food. I think that's a good thing to do. Camera three is up. Camera three, we got some food to pair it with. Now, what we have here, I'm saving the peanuts. This is the peanuts for the beer. Okay, we're going to try that with the beer. My lovely wife Chi, roasted those. A square guy, Darcy. She did these. They're homemade roasted peanuts. She roasted them and with garlic. She has some garlic mixed in there, some salt, and they're really fresh roasted. These are really cool peanuts. People love these peanuts around the neighborhood. They're always asking her to make the peanuts. Okay, so it's kind of simple tonight. I have, which is getting cold on here. I've got some pizza. Let's try it with a pizza first. Try it with a piece of pizza. My chair is squeaking on me here. It's time to do the WD-40 on it again. Pizza's cold, but it's good. All right. We need more wine. We need a little more wine. Let's get the wine going. Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Okay. I could taste the toastiness of the bread in this pizza. Now, this is not real toasty on the bottom, it's a little bit toasty on the bottom, but this thing just magnifies the toasty crustiness of the bottom of the pizza, which is very interesting. And the cheese. The cheese says, now this pizza that I have here, it is, it has beef and black olive on it and some cheese. Pretty interesting that this would bring out the bread in that wine somewhat. Now, I wasn't really expecting that too much, but there it is. So this is what I'm going to try it with next. This should be very interesting. I'm going to clear the palate. And we're going to try, go back to camera three, got to try it with that burger. We got a burger here, a whole burger. I'm going to take a piece of this burger. Going to have a hunk of burger, a hunk of burning burger. thank you very much. Let's try it a little bit. This is a cheeseburger. I don't know what else is on it. Cheese and some grilled onion. Nice burger. And burger's pretty good. Actually, I think it's a slider. that's a the slider is generally a lot smaller. Not from the place we got it from last night. I'm really going to choose the burger up. Okay. Hey, wow. It really brings out the grilled flavor of the burger, the charbroil flavor of the burger. This really accentuates it. I could have this with a burger. I think this is great with a burger. It works very well with that. We're going to clear the palate one more time. Let's check the chats for the moment. And let's see anyone else on Facebook. Facebook is kind of quiet at the moment. And YouTube, let's go back to Twitch. And yeah, that's great. It says also beer. Yes. Woo. I hope you have a beer. You and Darcy have a beer on hand. That would be great. Okay, so the score guy is going to tell me what is in. He's going to tell me what's in this tonkatsu. Roy Chirp's in the chat. Roy Chirp's, great to see you. Thanks for joining us in the chat tonight. Thanks for joining us on the stream. Once again, we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to have a beer besides the wine. We're going to have a beer, toast some birthdays, anniversaries. And by the way, if you know anybody who's having a birthday or an anniversary, drop in the chat and we'll toast that too. Also, we have a few national days. I'm going to go through this pretty quick. I've got a film to show you. I think you will enjoy this. Please stick around for that. Worked on it, trying to get it ready for the show early this evening. And let's see. Roy Terp says, it's delicious is what it is. It's delicious is what it is. The tonkatsu. Okay, hi, Rick. And he said, and hi, right back at you, Roy Terp. Let me find out what it is. That square guy says it's a Japanese dish, pork cutlet with breadcrumbs on it, fried and served with rice and shredded cabbage. Oh, that's interesting. And yes, what Roy said. let's see what else we got. I'm trying to catch up with the chat here. Darcy says they look really yummy. Are you talking about the peanuts or the tonkatsu? The peanuts. I wonder if the tonkatsu would go well with this wine. That would be interesting. Darcy says your food platter is making me hungry. And she says, yeah, the peanuts. Yeah, it's making me hungry too. As a matter of fact, she brought it up. She prepares, you know, she does a fabulous job preparing this platter for me every Saturday night. She brought this up to me and she said, okay, here's your second meal, because we had dinner a little earlier. So here's your second meal. I'm like, I'm not going to eat the whole thing during the show, but you never know, I might. We'll see what happens. All right, let's go ahead and try it with the, gee, if you can remind me what this is. What is this? I forgot. And she put it on the plate, and I don't remember what it is. I think it's a cheddar. I think it's a white cheddar. Let's try it with a white cheddar here and see what it tastes like. This is it's named after somebody, right? Yeah, the name of the white cheddar here. I don't remember right offhand. Darcy says she does do a really great job. She does. I should give her a raise. Let me try it with a white cheddar. No, I'm not joking. I really think I should. This is tastes a little bit sour. No, white cheddar. Let's try it with the wine here. Oh, I like it. It's a nice pairing with the cheddar, the white cheddar. Oh, it's a Dubliner. That's what it is. I was going to say thanks, Chi, but she didn't say anything yet. Dubliner. That's what that is. A Dubliner cheddar. Very, very, very nice cheddar. I think it works pretty well with the wine, too. Nice. All right, I'm going to clear the palate one more time. And let's try it with the mozzarella. I have some plain old mozzarella here. Camera 3's back up. You know, it's a shame because normally we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, and we ran out of it. And the one with the Merlot is really good too. And we're out of that as well. We just got mozzarella. Something tells me it's going to go pretty well with the mozzarella. If it went well with the pizza, it should go with the mozzarella. What do you think? Yeah, I mean, it's Italian wine, mozzarella, pizza, pasta. I think this is a wine that good with all of those things. And overall, it's a good wine. Now, we really know more about what the wine is like as we get down into the bottle, which is what we'll do during the course of the show. But we also need to give it time to open up a little more, breathe a little more, and we'll see what it really is like. So I will give you my review, my final review of this wine at the end of the show. But until then, let's go back to the chats and then let's do some birthdays and anniversaries and other fun celebrations. Quiet on the Facebook tonight. Yeah, it is quiet on Facebook. Very interesting. I think people gave up on me last week. I was gone. You know, it was really weird because a few weeks ago, I was planning to take the week off and told everybody it was going to be off that week. And then our things got discombobulated, as I said before, and things got switched around schedule-wise. So I wound up being here for that week. So we went ahead and did a wine stream, and a lot of people didn't show up because they thought that I was off that week. And so I went ahead and did a wine stream. And then during that wine stream, I said, okay, I'm going to take off next week, which was last week. So I think there's some people that are thinking like, what happened to him? Where did he go? But I'm right back. I'm right back here. Let's see. Roy Turp says, I think I'm going to head to bed soon. So have a great time zone. Oh, have a great night, everyone. Well, good night, Roy Turp. I was kind of hoping you stick around to see the film. It's very fun. I think you'd enjoy it. But if you can, I understand. You have a great evening, Roy Turp, and have a good night. Thanks for joining us. Here's to Roy Turp, by the way. Thanks for joining me on the stream. Here's to you. A toast to Roy. Okay, and let's see. Let me cue the fireworks because we have some birthdays to toast. Roy Tripp says, well, then I might just stay. I'm going to try to go through all this as quick as possible. You can see it so you can get to sleep. And I can stay in my wife's good graces because she doesn't want it to go too long tonight. All right, cue the fireworks. Fireworks cued. We're going to have some birthdays to toast. First birthday is for my cousin Pete. Pete Weiermuller, your birthday is tomorrow. The 17th, October 17th, here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. And I hope you and Denise are doing very well. And the boys, too. Here's to you. Happy, happy birthday. I'll toast you one more time. And the boys we're referring to their dogs. They have two dogs that they refer to as the boys. And this is to you, Pete. Happy, happy birthday. I mean, you have many, 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 many more. That's to Pete. And I have another toast for Eric. Eric, his birthday is the 17th also tomorrow. And Eric, I've known Eric from my OnForce day. My days working for OnForce in IT when I worked in information technology. Here's to you, Eric. Happy, happy birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. Here's to Eric. Another toast, a toast to Jared, my good friend Jared. Jared is a co-founder of Podcast Movement, and I had the pleasure of meeting Jared a few years ago when he came through Charlotte and for the first time. And Jared's a really, really cool guy, really cool guy. And Podcast Movement has become quite an event every year. So here's to Jared. Jared, your birthday is on the 12th, right? Oh, no, it was a couple of days ago. Yeah, it was a few days ago. It was on the 12th. It was on October 12th. I didn't want to miss it. I know we passed it up because it wasn't here last week, but it was on the 12th. I wanted to say happy birthday again to you, my good friend Jared. Happy, happy birthday. Belated birthday. May you have many, 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 many more. And that's for Jared. I also want to make a quick toast to my good friend Tim Bartlett's wife, Melanie. Melanie's birthday is today. Today, I just found out about this, as a matter of fact. So Tim, who I've talked about many, many times, he has his wonderful daughters, and we've been I've been following his renovation of the school bus into a boutique for one of his daughters that she has her business, the Kenya Couture, and her other daughter is also very accomplished. And you know what? Their whole family, they are doing some great things. And Tim is, just retired. He was the head honcho over at Adrenaline Films based in Orlando. And you've probably seen some of their work, some Adrenaline Films work, without even knowing it was there. It was that company. Great stuff. Here's to his wife, Melanie. Her birthday is today for Melanie Bartlett. Happy, happy birthday, Melanie. May you have many, 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 many more. To Melanie and Tim, I hope you and Melanie and the girls are doing really, really well. Okay, I've got an anniversary to toast. One anniversary to toast. This anniversary is for Allison, my friend Allison, and her husband Bill. Allison and Bill Pendarvis. Their anniversary was Thursday, I believe, the 14th. And I want to say happy, happy anniversary. They've been married since, I think, 1984, I believe. If I'm not mistaken, they've been married since 1984 for this. So that's a good long time. Allison and Bill Pendarvis, happy anniversary. And may you have many, 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 many more. To Allison and Bill Pendarvis. Okay, I think that's going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries this week. Once again, we are drinking the Poggio Alto. This is a Toscano. This is a Pacini Toscano 2017. I'm liking this wine a lot. So far, I'm really liking this wine. Very, very good. And you know, I forgot to tell you how much it cost, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I forgot to tell you how much it cost. I've got the receipt right here, as a matter of fact. couldn't find the price in too many places, but I paid $14.99. Now, I did forget the pricing, didn't I? On Vivino, they have it listed for $12.99 as the average price. I paid $14.99, a little bit more, $2 more than the average price. It's Sunset and Vine. Sunset Vine is wine with altitude. Now, I think that's because they're up in the mountains. Some things cost more up in the mountains. Things are costing more around everywhere these days anyway. So it could be that Vivino has not adjusted their price for inflation. I don't know, probably. But that's what I paid for it. But it's I think it's well worth a $15 bottle of wine. So we've got, let's see, what else we've got here? Roy Chirp says, I will stay for the film. Well, we're going to go, and I appreciate that, Roy. I think you'll really enjoy it, Roy. I think you really will. I think everybody will enjoy it. And it's a short film. It's not too long. I shouldn't put you to sleep. not like I do during the course of the stream. But anyway, what do we have next on the agenda? Oh, yes, birthdays and anniversaries. Anybody having a birthday or anniversary coming up here? Anyone here? We can toast before we move on. No? Okay. Any cartoon characters we can toast or? Oh, you know, there is one toast I want to do. I want to toast. I want to send a congratulations, a congratulatory toast to someone who has been a part of sci-fi since I can remember. You know who I'm talking about? You know who I'm talking about? I want to give a congratulatory toast to Bill Shatner, William Shatner, who, you know what? I need the fireworks back. Here's to William Shatner, Bill Shatner, who became an astronaut by shooting up into space. The final frontier, It's too bad he didn't say those words when he was going up there, I guess. I was expecting him to say when he got in there and when they were just about to, instead of saying 3-2-1 liftoff, they could have said 3-2-1, and then the captain could, you know, Kirk could say ahead, warp one, but he didn't. Anyway, in any case, or impulse, full impulse, that'd be fine too. Here's to Bill Shatner, William Shatner. For going up into space at the age of 90, the oldest human to go up into space, the oldest living human, I should say, to go up into space. Here's to William Shatner. Congratulations. Very cool. Very cool stuff. And let's go. Now, Roy says, but is it the kind of film that will keep me awake? Yeah, I think it'll keep you awake. It's short enough. That square guy says, I got nothing. Sorry, Rick. He's going to be the oldest person to go into space, right? He was. He is. Yeah, they've gone already. Oh, wait, they've gone already. I watched the whole thing. They played it live on YouTube and in a couple places. And a lot of some news outlets carried it. Watched the whole thing go up. The Blue Origin ship go up. And then watched the, yeah, Jeff Bezos. I watched Jeff Bezos pin them when they came back and congratulate them all. Four of them went up there, and Shatner, of course, he was very emotional about it. He came back in, and it was clear he was just, when he got out of the capsule, he was really speechless. And, you know, Shatner, he's not a person who is generally shy to speak his mind, is generally not you know, he doesn't, he's not one that lacks words, but he got off and for a full minute or two, he just couldn't say anything. He was just kind of staring off, just kind of trying to process everything. And you could tell, and he was very emotional about it. He was very emotional. It really, the experience was very emotional for him. So, you know, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that as it would be. As Gore Guy says, shows what I know, LOL. And Roy says, Shatner speaking afterwards was very emotional. Yeah, he was extremely emotional about it. It wasn't acting. That was the real deal for Shatner. He was. Roy says, I suggest if folks haven't seen it to check out the video. And I agree. I 100% agree. Please go check out the video. It is pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. All right. So anyway, that's got it for the congratulatory toast for now. Let's see. Let's go real quick. I've got some real quick, national day, so we can that we can toast. October 16th is National Sports Day. National Sports Day. You know what I need to do? I need to go back to this. This is our National Day one, courtesy of my daughter. CM Cinder is there. She makes those, and she can do. You know what? If you are a Twitch streamer or any kind of streamer, YouTube streamer, she does commissions and she'll do art and animation and things like that. She does all my artwork. She does for Drink with Rick and my animations and stuff. Really good stuff. Anyway, today is National Sports Day. I like sports. I like NASCAR. And I'll watch a football game every once in a while. I used to be pretty much into basketball back when I lived in Florida. And I was a big Magic fan. I wouldn't say fan. I liked the Magic a lot. That was back in the days of Shaq and Penny Hardaway and those guys. Anyway, National Sports Day. It's also National Liqueur Day. I'll drink to that. Anybody have a favorite liqueur? I have my favorites. Anybody have a favorite liqueur? Roy says, go sports, go. Sports, go sports. anybody have a favorite liqueur? I'll tell you one of my favorites. I have a few favorites. I have one that is a liqueur that cream de menthe. I love cream de menthe liqueur. One of my favorite, when I was first old enough to drink. No, I didn't start drinking when I was old enough to drink. My first, I've told the story before anyway. My first sip of wine was when I was a little kid. And my dad gave it to me. And then my first beer was also when I was about 12, 13. maybe 14. My dad also gave me my first beer. I think the statutes of limitations have passed by now, so I don't think they can come after it for that. But anyway, where was I? My stream of consciousness is going again. Okay, so National Liqueur Day, my favorite liqueur. When I first started drinking, legally, my first favorite cocktail was a grasshopper. Grasshopper has cream de menthe in it, and I love cream de menthe. The mix of, like mint chocolate chip. That's kind of like what it is. I like a butterscotch liqueurs. I like, I like a cinnamon liqueurs. I like a lot of those kind of liqueurs. Anybody have a favorite liqueur? Here's a National Liqueur Day, by the way. National Dictionary Day. Today is also National Dictionary Day. I have a dictionary. I don't use it that much. My diction is a little off these days. Anyway, here's a National Dictionary Day. It's Global Cat Day. Today is Global Cat Day. Anybody have a cat? We have a dog. Tommy's dog, Cosmo. Sadly, he's not doing very well right now. He's not doing well at all. So we're staying up with him a lot late nights and just he's the vet's only given him a few weeks, and it's really sad. We've had to come to terms with that, but he's just the sweetest little cockapoo. And you know, those of you who followed along with Drink With Her for a long time know Cosmo, who Cosmo is, and I've shown you pictures of him. It's just a great little dog, and so that's why it's just even more heartbreaking to see him in his condition. But by the way, here's to Cosmo the dog. All right, Global Cat Day. I had some cats when I was younger. My daughter had a cat. I got a cat story, but I think we're trying to move this along, so I don't have time to share it, do I? Got a couple of cat stories. That square guy says liqueur. Apparently, I don't know how to spell it either. No, actually, you spelled it correctly, I believe. That square guy, you spelled it correctly, liqueur. Liqueur? Yeah, I think that's it's L-I-Q-U-E. R, I think, is what it is, isn't it? I don't know anymore. After half a bottle of wine, let's say not quite half a bottle, but I still have a beer to drink. Oh, man. I told my wife I'd cut down. It's liqueur, L-I-Q-U-E-U-R. You did spell it correctly. The square guy, you did spell it correctly, by the way. Today is Global Pet Day, Global Cat Day. Anybody have a cat? I think I asked that. If you have a cat, a square guy says, I want to hear the story about Cinder today as well. Oh, yeah, the skeleton story. I forgot about that. Should I toast Cat Day first? Maybe. Okay. I'm allergic to cats. The skeleton story. Yeah, we got to tell the skeleton story. There's a backstory to that, too, but from last night, even. Let me get through the national days for just a few minutes, and we'll get back to the skeleton story. You won't believe this, but today is October 16th, 2021 is Department Store Day. I did not know department stores have their own day. Department Store Day. I got a story about that too, but we'll be here 2 hours if we're doing that. I've got a few stories about that. Department Store Day. It's also National Sweetest Day. Third Saturday in October is National Sweetest Day. I did toast that one last year, and I'm trying to remember what that was about. I think it's sweetest. It's for sweet candies and things, right? Tomorrow is October 17th in about another hour. In 1 hour. How about that? It's 11 p.m. now here in the U.S. in Eastern time. October 17th is National Edge Day. Oh, yeah. You know what National... Okay, this is National Edge Day. If you don't know what National Edge Day is, I looked it up on nationaldaycalendar.com. By the way, all these come from nationaldaycalendar.com. My friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com, and he's the one who maintains the website. You can go check out all the national days and the weeks and the months and the years at nationaldaycalendar.com. International days, too. National Edge Day on October 17th promotes a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. And this is according to nationaldaycalendar.com. This is from their website. Yeah, it is a day that promotes a movement of youth refraining from using alcohol, tobacco, and other recreational drugs. Wait a minute, did they say alcohol? Oh. Well, don't do drugs, okay? Don't smoke. Not good for you. Use alcohol in moderation. I don't think that's how they meant it. Okay. And we have one more day here. What is it? Oh, three more days. National Mulligan Day. Tomorrow is National Mulligan Day. Let's all, okay. It's also National Pasta Day. Tomorrow is National Pasta Day. Everybody have some pasta. I'll drink to that. And it's also National Black Poetry Day. You know, there are some great black poets out there. I will drink to that. I know, if it seems like I'm rushing through these national days, it's because I'm kind of rushing through these national days, trying to get through it and trying to make sure it's 11 o'clock. Oh, man. You know, well, we started late, okay? We started a little bit late. Okay. So, does it for the national days. I think that'll do it for the national days. Okay. Let's have a little applause for that. Back to camera one. Okay, so what do we have going on next? Oh, what we have going on next is, you know what? Mountaineer. Oh, yeah. We're going to show this film. We're going to show this film that's coming up next. But before we do that, it's time for the beer. If you like beer, Tom Antio, thank you. And Tom Antio's in the chat. He's lurking. Tom Antio, it's great to see you. And Tom Antio, you're just in time because I have the beer. It's been on ice down here, right next to Roadkill Bill. Yeah, I haven't met Roadkill Bill yet. I've been meaning to introduce you to Roadkill Bill. I'll do that. Why don't I do that right now? I'm going to introduce you to Roadkill Bill. Oh, this is nasty. Tommy's dog, Cosmo, has a lot of toys, and he loves his toys. But one year for the holidays, he got a very interesting toy that I quickly dubbed Roadkill Bill. This is Roadkill Bill. It's a squirrel. It's kind of a flattened, chewed up squirrel. He's chewed it up and flattened. I don't think he even squeaks anymore, does he? No. Yeah, just a little bit. He squeaks a little bit more. This is Roadkill Bill, one of Cosmo's favorite toys. Oh, I don't want to hold that over the wine. That's nasty. One of Cosmo's favorite toys, Roadkill Bill. And I guess you can tell why I call him Roadkill Bill. That's Roadkill Bill. He's been sitting down there, and I've been tripping over him there in the last couple of weeks. Dork Noodles in the chat. Dork Noodles, great to see you. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for being here. And Tom Antio in here. He says, hi, Pops, and hi right back at you. And Dork Noodle says, oh, love Roadkill Bill. Yeah, we all love Roadkill. Cosmo most of all. Cosmo really loves Roadkill Bill. Okay, what was I reaching for when I grabbed Roadkill Bill? It was this. This is the beer that we're drinking. This is the beer. It's called Yosef. This is the Mountaineers Golden Ale, Appalachian Mountaineers. Now, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, and I'll show you the back end so you'll get a better idea. Appalachian Mountain Brewery, or AMB. That's in the Appalachian Mountains. It's in Boone. They're based in Boone, North Carolina. They have a brewery there and a nice bar, and we went and visited it last weekend. Yeah, that's what I did last weekend instead of the wine stream over there, hanging out in a brewery. See, I'm still true to my okay, so roots are there. So anyway, we're visiting. Last weekend, we went up to visit Tommy Antio at up at Appalachian, because he's attending Appalachian State. University, and we went to visit him, and we brought him a care package, basically some food and stuff he needed, and brought his dog up there so he could spend some time with his dog. While we were there, we checked out the breweries, the wine stores, and all that kind of good stuff. So I can bring all this back to you. And this one right here is a beer from Mountain Brewery. Now, I also got this. This is kind of cool. This Mountaineer glass, Appalachian Mountaineers. The Mountaineers, that's the football team. I think the mascot, I think Yusuf is their – Yosef. Yosef is their mascot, I guess. I don't know. I'm just an Appalachian dad. So here's the beer. I'm going to open it up. We're going to see what it tastes like. I have never tasted this beer before. We're going to give it we're going to put this brew in here. We're going to open it up, put it in this brand new glass that I purchased at the store there. And it's got a nice head on it, doesn't it? There's a nice head on this beer. Really nice looking beer, isn't it? It's just a great looking beer. Okay, I'm going to fill it up just a little bit more. Don't want to see anything up there. This beer has got to, this head has got to go right up to the edge, right? There we go. That's the way to do a beer. It's right up to the edge. Isn't that the way to do a beer? Yes, that's the way to pour a beer. Wow, beautiful looking beer. Looks healthy. Looks really good. And let's see, we're going to try this beer out. And of course, we're going to try this beer. I shouldn't have touched Roadkill Bill. I'm glad that my lovely wife, let's go back to camera three here. Okay, you know I have these peanuts here. The peanuts, I'm going to handle with a spoon because I've handled Roadkill Bill, which has been chewed on to oblivion by Cosmo. We're going to have some of these peanuts. And normally I wouldn't handle peanuts like this. I just eat them like this. But you never know where that Roadkill Bill has been. I know kind of where it's been. Let me have a little bit more of this. I dropped it. Okay. I'll have a few more of these peanuts. Let's try sipping this beer first, huh? And it's an ale. And it's kind of a very hoppy. I think this is an India Pale Ale. I think it's an IPA. Kind of tastes like one. Very hoppy, but it has a very interesting taste to it. Let me see. Almost a little fruity. Very interesting. Let's try it with some peanuts. Oh, I love these peanuts, Chief. Thank you for the peanuts. I love these roasted peanuts. You gonna get them in the camera? Add some with the beer. Oh, it goes great with these peanuts. Well, I know what I'm going to be eating tonight if I don't get them all over the floor. This is good. That's great. Okay, I think I'm done with the wine. I think we're going to go with the beer now. We're going to go with the beer. So good stuff. Oh, wow. Roy says, I'm not a fan of the hoppy beers. I'm not really a hoppy beer person. I like the dark. I like the it tastes a little bit more like a Pilsner than an IPA on the second taste. Kind of something in between. There are hops in it. It's not overly hoppy. It's not. I don't think this is a full IPA. It's not overly hoppy. I did not look this up. Let me go back and look at this. Look at this thing. This is brewed by Appalachian Mountain Brewery in Boone, North Carolina. What else does it say here? Philanthropy. That says. Sustainability, philanthropy, community, sustainability. That doesn't tell me what it is. It is in collaboration with Appalachian State University Department of Chemistry and Fermentation Sciences. Wow. It's a golden ale. I don't think it's exactly a pale ale. It tastes a little hoppy, which is why I thought it was a pale ale at first. But whoops, wrong button. This is still the wrong button. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons tonight. That Square Cuts, yeah, it's an IPA if it's 8% plus. I'm not sure. Let's see, is it 8% plus? Let me go back and look at the back end of it. Is it 8%? 1 pint, 60 fluid ounces, 4.2% alcohol by volume. So it's not a pale ale. 4.2%, so I'd say it's probably just kind of a pilsner. It's kind of tasty, though. I like it. I can drink a pale ale. My boss, he loves pale ale. That's his thing. He loves the hoppier, the better for him. I don't like it too hoppy. I don't like it with the hop. The hops are overpowering. But it's okay. Some hops, I like some hops in the beer. I do like dark ales, and I like dark amber ales, and I like I really do prefer the dark beers in particular. So let me catch up in the stroll here. Dork Noodle is in the chat. Great to see you. Did I miss you, Dork Noodle? Dork Noodle, it's great to see you. I'm glad you're here. And I really am, actually. Was watching the Seinfeld episode the other night where everyone started eating candy bars with a knife and a fork. Are you talking about the spoon here? Well, you know what? I think I remember that episode. Seinfeld was a really good show. It was Anubitism's in the chat. It's great to see Anubitism. It says never. Glad you're here, Anubitism. And it's great. Yeah. Seinfeld's a great show. Classic. Always classic. Let me check Facebook one more time and YouTube. Twitch is where it's happening, folks. Twitch is where it's happening. Okay. So no cracks about Bezos tonight. Okay. I think I just made one. Okay. Anyway, so a little more of that. I like the beer. I do like the beer. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next item here, which is the film. I want to show you this film. This is really cool. I'm excited because I've been waiting to show you this to you for a long, long time. But I do have to do a setup. The Square guy says the whole gang is here. Yeah, pretty much. You got a lot of the gang, and a lot of the Square gang is here tonight. You know what? I want to do a toast. This is going to be a beer toast. I think I'm going to retire the wine. But you know what? Let me empty this wine glass. Don't do this at home, okay? Don't try this at home. Well, try this at home because don't be drinking and driving. Yeah, that was not good. Okay, so we'll stick with the beer. Okay, so don't mix the wine and the beers, okay? It doesn't end well. At least not for me. I'm going to be feeling that in the morning. Starting to feel a little right now. Anyway, let me catch up with the chat here. That Square guy says, no, we are the wine gang. Okay, so we're the wine gang, so I am going to toast you with the wine. Okay, so here's to the Anubitism says cheers. Okay, I'll pour a little bit more and we'll do the wine. Because that Square guy said so, and that Square guy, he knows. We're the wine gang. The gang. Okay. Here's to that Square gang. Cheers. By the way, who I am a proud member of, that Square gang. Anubitism says, Rick, have you tried to brew your own beer? No, I haven't, but my boss has, and I've been around for a little bit of that. I remember going to his house, seeing him with everything in process. He was showing me everything that I was doing in process down in his basement, and very interesting stuff. He had a carboy, which is a big glass container, I better put this wine away. And he showed me what he was doing, his whole process and everything. And I did try his beers when they were ready. Really good beer. Really good beer. I think he did his first one from a kit. But I think his aspiration is to grow his own hops. He wants to grow his own hops and eventually do beer, have his own beer from scratch, not a kit or anything. So that's really cool. And he's good at it. I mean, I really liked his beer. So let's get the film rolling, and then we'll talk about that later after that. But there is one more thing. I did promise everybody there's one more thing. There is the skeleton story. Okay, so last night, let me set this up a little bit. Last night, for those of you in that Square Gang, especially, we were in the stream, the Square Gang stream, and the Square Gang happened to bring up, he happened to mention, there's a skeleton inside you, okay? Right away, for CM Cinder and myself, that had some very deep, significant meaning. And he did not know about that. I was going to tell the story last night, but this is the story. Trust me, it's... it's not exactly what you think. But it might be funnier, I don't know. It wasn't funny at the time. Okay, so Tia, CM Cinder, she was a toddler at the time. And Tommy had been born. He was very, very young. He was, I don't know, I don't remember how old he was. He was maybe 9 months. And Tia was about 2 years old. And we went to the doctor. Took them all to the doctor. And to be honest, I can't remember exactly what we went to the doctor for. We went to the doctor for something, for one of the kids. You know, so all four of us were there, Chi and myself and T and Tommy. And, you know, you go to the doctor's office and they put you in the exam room and they shut the door. And they're, you know, like you're in there for like 15, 20 minutes or whatever before the doctor decides he's going to come in. I guess he's decided that, well, they're bored enough. Let me go in there and give them 2 minutes and then go on to the next patient. I don't know how that works. To be honest, but they set you in the exam room for like, you know, like 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever. It seems like an eternity before they even walk in. Of course, then the doctor doesn't walk in. It's first the nurse walks in. They want to get all the vitals. And then the nurse walks out. And then you're sitting there for another 15, 20 minutes thinking you're going to see the doctor, you know, until he wanders in and says, you know, and you already told your life story to the nurse and you figure, well, she's already given it to the doctor. No, the doctor comes in and says, okay, so tell me what's going on. It's like, well, I already told everything to the nurse. Well, tell it to me. You know, it's like, so they have to go through the whole thing all over again. You know how this works, right? Okay, so I don't remember what point of the exam that we were at. But if you go in, you know, you go into the exam room and they've got these posters all around the wall, right? Full color, 3D, you know, kind of 3D poster kind of things, you know, they're very, very, they break out everything into the organs and the skeletal structure and the muscles and you see everything, right? They have these things plastered all over the wall. And of course, I think we were there to see the pediatrician. So they had a couple of these on the wall. They didn't want to freak kids out too much. So they had a lot of pictures of, I don't know, I think they had pictures of bunnies and you know, cute animals and stuff. And then they had a couple of these pictures, right? Well, on the back of the door, there was a photo, there was one of those illustrations of a skeleton, full skeleton. And I think she had Tommy at the time. I don't remember who was being examined. It might have been Tommy. I was holding Tia. I had her, you know, she was 2 years old at the time, a little two and a half. Very impressionable. So I was holding her at the time. And we were all really, really bored. I mean, we'd been sitting in there for quite a while, and we were just, you know, we just wanted to get out and go home. So I was trying to keep her entertained. So I'm walking around, and we're talking about the pictures and the wall and then, and you know, stuff going on in the room. I said, yeah, there's the cute little funny furry bunny and all this kind of stuff. And we get to the picture of the skeleton. And I point to this picture, and I said, I just turned to Tia, and I said, you've got one of those inside of you. That's what's inside you. And her reaction was, she screamed. She screamed, and she started crying. She was just terrified. Here was this picture of the skeleton, and her dad had just told her that that skeleton is inside you. And she lost it. She totally lost it. And of course, I immediately realized my mistake, my error in judgment. And it took quite a bit of consoling to calm her down. She was terrified. And of course, I got dirty looks from my wife, and that didn't stop until sometime after we got home, I think. She was like, what were you thinking? And I had to think about that for a while. I had to think about that. And I don't know. I told her, I don't know. I don't know nothing. So that was the skeleton story. Anyway, she's gotten over that, I think. I hope she's gotten over that. But that was the skeleton story. And let me catch up with the chat here. So Beck sends in the chat. Beck, it's great to see you. How you doing? And how's it goes the tasting? It's going pretty well, actually. I hope that wasn't a big letdown for any of you guys. Okay, I hope that wasn't a big. And Square Guy says, innocent mistake. I love this story. Yeah, well, at the time, my wife didn't, and Tia didn't appreciate it either at the time. Over time, I think she, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. Look, when you have kids, especially young kids, you have to be extremely careful how you approach things. I don't know. I know now. Anyway, so let's move on. Let's move on to the film. Okay, so I have a film to show you. I have a short film to show you. And let me check Facebook real quick. Nothing going on Facebook. Okay, that's my lovely wife. She is in there. By the way, I think she forgave me after a while. Okay, so it's quick. I says that's great. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sticking with me on that one. I do appreciate it. Thank you for sticking around with me. Okay, so let me tell you about. Let me have some more beer. Okay. Well, I'm liking this Mountaineer beer. It's actually pretty good. I think it's a craft beer of some sort. Okay, so here's what we got. I'm going to do the setup for you real quick. Okay, as you know, in a previous life, I was a filmmaker, and I made a lot of films. I made a lot of films on 8mm, Super 8, 16. I did dabble a little bit in 16, and I spent 14 years in broadcasting, editing films and TV shows for air, usually on 16mm and video. And back in when I was a kid, I'd been doing this since I was about 10, 11 years old. And over the years, I had amassed quite a library of 8mm and Super 8 films. And those of you who've seen it have seen a few of them, you know, like The Analyst and Attack of the Bubble Creatures, and which I've never shown in its entirety anywhere but Twitch. actually. If you're on Facebook or YouTube, you've never seen that film in its entirety. It will be shown in its entirety, hopefully somewhere around the holidays, because I'm doing something with that film to add some sound to it. It's a silent film. I'm doing something to add some sound to it and give it a little more depth. And so then I will do a premiere on this show, and hopefully I won't get any copyright strikes for my own music. Yeah, that's one of the things that's holding me back on that. So anyway, I've done a number of films. I did some animated films. You've seen a couple of my animated films. I've got a couple more out there too that I haven't put up yet. Anyway, one film that I did in high school with my buddies, and it wasn't just me doing it. I was doing it with some of my friends. We had a high school film club that I helped start. And we had my buddies and I used to make films in high school and afterwards. So the film that we did in our senior year of high school was a film called News at 6. It was a spoof of a news program, a 6 o'clock news program. And it was very well received. It's won several awards since then. Several awards. And won at a sci-fi festival, as a matter of fact. It's been shown around, a lot of people have seen it in art show viewings and things like that, sci-fi festivals and things like that in back in the day. And, what we were going to do is we were going to do a sequel called News at 11. Now, the sequel never got finished. We never finished the sequel, but we did some of the commercials and things like that, a couple of segments from it. And this is what I'm going to show you tonight. This particular one, and I showed you one, I think, about a month ago that was the Miracle Exercise Cube, where he's exercising in front of a cube, a cube. This is sort of in the same vein. And, I did a little tribute to Mr. Popeil, Ron Popeil, who was the founder of Ronco he's basically the guy who invented those kind of commercials that you see on TV, the as seen on TV commercials where they show the latest, greatest, chopper and whatever, makes a great gift from, makes Julian from, it slices, it dices, it makes Julian fries, and it makes a great gift for mom. And order one. If you order before midnight tonight, you get two for the price of one, and all that kind of stuff. He's the guy that started all that, Ron Popeil. And he passed away last year. And maybe it was earlier this year. It was earlier this year, I think, and I toasted him. And as a matter of fact, I showed one of those films we did in tribute to him, because we spoofed that several times. This is another one. This is a spoof of another one. Now, I don't know, this is really dating me, and for a lot of you, if you're a lot younger than me, you probably don't even know this, but there was a time when, you know what string art is? Has anybody heard of string art? Do you know what string art is? String art is where they take a board and they put some really nice, felt or something over it, velvet or something, and they do a little painting, and they put all these little tiny nails in there around the painting, and then they do the string art all across this thing, right? And they put the string and the different colors of string. Okay, so Roy knows what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yup, I have done string art. That's what Roy says. Yup, I have done string art. So you know exactly. You're going to appreciate this. You're going to appreciate this. Okay, so there was back in the 70s, late 70s, they were selling some of these things, and they were selling pieces of string art in like collections and stuff. And Ron Popeil, I think they did one, they had a collection of string art that they were selling, really nice, beautiful pieces. We did a spoof on that, and that's what I'm going to show you tonight. So without further ado, and let me make sure that I've got it all queued up and ready to go. I think I do. Okay, without any further ado, here is Savco Stringy Art.
Ladies, the ancient Aztecs knew the secret to fine string art. No, it's not from a museum. It's part of this unique collection you can have in your own home. It's as simple as XYZ. It's the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove, and it's available for the first time ever. These pieces are enough to bring life to every home. Just look at this beautiful twilight serenity. Isn't it lovely? But that's not all, because you also get this new modern stringy art entitled Contemporary Garbage. You would expect to pay $10, $15, even $20 a piece for this fine art. But we're offering the entire collection to you for the low, low price, $19.95. But wait, there's more. Order before 7:30 tonight and receive even one more fine stringy art piece, the lovely Misty Boat Dock. Or turn it a little, and it's the house. Beautiful and valuable. Order the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Trove collection for everyone you love, and they'll love you for it.
To order your string art, dial 1-800-555-6213. That's 1-800-555-6213. Or write String Art PO Box 37, South City, Florida 77911. That's String Art PO Box 37, South City, Florida 77911. Send 1995 cash, allow 63 weeks for delivery. Order now.
And that is the Savco Stringy Art Treasury Chove. Yeah, I had to eat some more. I'm having my second meal now. Had to eat that while during the... A Square Guy says, Dark Noodle says, that was glorious. Thank you. Here's to Dark Noodle, by the way. And Dark Noodle says, Corn would love that. Yeah, oh, Corn Curls would love that. Yeah, Corn Curls, yes, Corn Curls would love that. And A Square Guy says, instant classic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I've been waiting to show this to everybody. But this is just one of the things. Now, what we did do was that because News 11 was never actually finished, I went ahead and added this one to the original News at 6 film. So the News at 6 film, the original film only had like four different commercials in it. And this one, I added this one and the cube, the Miracle Exercise cube in there as two added commercials. So we just kind of extended, I guess you could call it the director's cut of News at 6. One of these days, I'm going to show News at 6. And it is hilarious. A lot of people love it. People have seen it tell me just how timeless and how much it is and how much they really, really enjoy the film. But and the film itself is around 15, 20 minutes long, about 20 minutes. And the only thing that has kept me from doing this is that there are two of the commercials in there that are very, very funny, very crucial, and very funny to the whole film that have some music in there, have music tracks. And the music tracks came out at the time. This was in the 1970s. I pulled the music tracks from an album that was home movie sound effects and home movie music, you know, they could use for non-commercial purposes, and you could use them for home movies. And this was by a company called Rudolph J. Valentino that owned this. And they've gone out of business since then. So what I tried to do is I was trying to get the rights to those two so I could use them here and continue to use them in the film. But they've been out of business and it's passed on to someone else. And it's, the whole thing's just become so messy. I'm still trying to get a hold of that. If I can't secure the rights for those two pieces of music, background music, then I'm probably going to have to see what I can do to strip it out and post and add some of my own, which is going to be a Herculean effort. But I'd rather not do that. So that's the one thing that keeps me from showing the entire film just yet. Because I know that if I show this film and I haven't secured all the rights to the music, I'm going to get copyright strikes. And not just on YouTube, but yes, on Twitch. Now that Twitch is, you know, they're the copyright police now too. So that because of that, I've got to be very, very careful about it. So I don't want I'm conscious of copyrights. I do respect copyrights, so I've just got to be careful about it. So that's why this is taking a little bit longer. And most of the time, ever since News at 6, we have done our own music. We have done all of our own music and sound effects in our films, which is why all the other films that we can show. My good friend Jim Chamberlain, who is a musician, he created all that music for a lot of the ones, like the one I showed a few weeks ago, I think, that was the Cadillac Ranch. That was a piece of his music. And my good friend Ed Anthony, who did the flute music for – he made it up on the fly, as a matter of fact, for The Analyst. So all the music we've done since is original, and I was very, very specific and adamant about – keeping it original music, just so we would not. I didn't anticipate that we were going to have to deal with things like YouTube at the time, and because they didn't exist. But I was very, very adamant about keeping the original the music original and ours, because I knew how important the copyright, was. So this is the one film where that was an issue. And it was only an issue because we were in high school and the record supposedly gave us rights to use it, but non-commercial purposes only, and only for home movies. And things have changed since then. YouTube and Twitch and stuff, the whole landscape for copyright has kind of changed a bit. And so now you have to be very, very careful. There have been people that have actually created their own music and have had copyright strikes on their own music that they've created. So it's crazy. I mean, it is absolutely nuts out there these days. And I'll be honest, I don't trust YouTube. I don't trust Twitch for managing that sort of thing, because I don't think they can. It's just they strike. It's not innocent until proven guilty. It's guilty until you prove yourself innocent, and then sometimes even then, they still say you're guilty. So I don't know. It's very you have to really, really walk on eggshells on this sort of thing. So we're trying to be very careful about it. So anyway, Darcy says that was fun. I liked it, and I'm glad you did, Darcy. I'm really glad you did. I have a lot more of this stuff down here that I have like 10,000 feet of film. I'm still trying to get transferred. So Dork Noodle says, cheers to me. And Square Guy says, love it, Rick. And Dork Noodle says that's wild. And Dwayne Johnson is in the chat. And Dwayne says, hey, Rick, and hi right back at you. I'm glad to see you here. Dwayne T.R. Johnson. T.R.H. Okay, T.R.H. Johnson. I'm going to have some more of these beer. Okay. So, these are so good. And you know what? They have pieces of garlic in them that you normally would think, this is good. The way she roasts it, roast garlic. Roy says, okay, I really need to go to bed. Have a great stream. Thank you for joining us, Roy. Thanks for sticking around for the film. Glad you enjoyed it. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you very much. Here's to Roy. Roy says, the film was worth staying up for, though. I really, really appreciate it. And I appreciate the kind words, and I appreciate the fact that you were able to see it. That's why we made it. We made it so everybody could enjoy it. Okay, so I think that it's probably close to time for us to pack it in. I promised my wife Facebook has been dead tonight. Action is happening on Twitch. And Roy says, cheers. Cheers right back at you. Okay, I think it's time to just about close up. There are a couple of things I want to cover real quick. You know, it's still hurricane season, and you know that there are disasters happening everywhere. We took this up with us to Boone. Yeah, I'm knocking things around. This is an emergency weather radio, an ER-310 emergency weather radio. We keep one of those with us. We have them ready. If you never know, you're going to get stuck on the road. You're going to need a flashlight, and a flashlight with an SOS. Yeah, it has an SOS. Look at that. I'm not going to shine it right in the camera. It has an SOS thing. It has a dog whistle on it in case you get buried in an avalanche and they can't find you and the dogs have to go looking for you. Dog whistle. So you can. I know. It's amazing, isn't it? My boss says, you really like that dog whistle. My boss thinks that's really the silliest thing he's seen on a radio. But I kind of agree. But I really do. I think of dog whistles. It makes sense. It makes sense. Solar powered, it's got a hand crank and all this kind of stuff. It's good stuff. Everybody should have an emergency weather radio. And you know what I think? I think that this holiday season, I'm going to give one away on the wine stream. One lucky person could win an ER-310 emergency weather radio on the wine stream. If I can get a hold of one for them, that's what I'm working on. So we'll work on that. Work on that and make it happen. In the meantime, if you need any weather radios or any kind of radios at all, FRS, GMRS, anything like that at all, I'd like for you to go visit our friends at buy2wayradios.com. I don't have my lower third ready. There we go. Buy2wayradios.com. Buy2wayradios has all kinds of radios. We have all kinds of radios there. FRS, GMRS radios, CB radios, ham radios, business radios, MERS radios, and, of course, emergency weather radios. This is Buy2Way Radios, their website. And this is the ER-310, as a matter of fact. Really cool alert. Emergency crank radio with flashlight. Really good stuff. If you go to Buy2Way Radios, enter the promo code WINESHOW at checkout. That's WINESHOW, W-I-N-E-S-H-O-W, at checkout. You can save 5% off your entire order, and you can get the accessories too. I mean, there are a ton of accessories on this website. It's not just all the radios. It's just they have a ton of accessories just on the site for two-way radios. So a lot of good stuff. Go to buy2wayradios.com. Use promo code WINESHOW. You can save 5% off your entire order. Now, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for buy2wayradios.com, but they don't pay me any extra for doing this. Okay? This is not a paid endorsement. They just pay me for doing my day job. I just get paid for doing what I do normally during the day. Okay? That's it. Okay, that's all there is, and I'm being totally honest with you. I'm doing this because my boss said, here, give your viewers and listeners a promo code. They can take 5% off. So that's what I'm doing. I'm giving it to you because I care about you. You never know when you're going to need an emergency weather radio in any situation. So please check it out and use the promo code. Use the promo code. All right, so I guess that pretty much does it for the show this week. My final review on this, the final review on the wine. I'm going to have a little bit more of this because I forgot. It's opened up a little bit since then, so I'm going to have just a little bit more, just another taste and see what it tastes like. A little sweet on the tongue. Goes down dry. Nice finish. Aged well. So this is a 2017. I like this wine, this Poggio Alto Pacini, I should say. It's a Toscano. I really like this wine. It's pretty good. I liked it with everything that was on this platter, and which there's not a whole lot of it on the platter anymore because I ate a lot. I ate some of it during the film. That was my second dinner. But I really enjoyed it with everything that I tried it with. It went pretty well with the pasta. I think this is a good wine for pasta. I think it is. It's a good wine with a lot of different foods. Even the drink by itself, some cherries, some blackberry, some raspberry in there, not strawberry, it's raspberry, and a hint of caramel. I was getting some caramel in it. A little bit earthy, but and some tannin. It's not a real strong on the tannin. It's okay. You know, it's a kind of medium tannin. But I really, really liked this wine. It's kind of a medium-bodied wine, and it went down pretty well. And I really like it. I think it's a pretty good wine. So I would buy another bottle. I would buy another bottle. I think maybe I will next time I go up there. $14.99 is what I paid for it, but the median price is about $12.99 from what I understand. But I think $14.99 is probably going to be, with all the inflation and everything like that, it's probably going to be closer to $14.99, on average. But in every respect, I really enjoy this one. Oh, by the way, that Square guy, when I was up in Boone, because you know that I'm making this show even longer than it needs to be, right? Okay, so, by the way, there's something else I want to show you too, the Square guy. You have Lynchy. My son, Tom Antio, has his alter ego here. Tia made this for him. Lovely's not in the chat tonight, is she? Is Lovely in the chat tonight if she's not? This is what CM Cinder did. She made this for him for his birthday as a gift, and he really enjoyed that. It's really cool. I showed this off some time back, but she made this. This is from Tom Antio's alter ego, his animated alter ego, or I guess his hand drawn alter ego, and she made an actual physical 3D stuffed toy out of it. That wasn't actually what was original. I was going to show you, but I want to show it to you again just because you were here, and I was kind of hoping Lovely would be here to see this. I've been wanting to show that to her. Anyway, where was I? Okay, the picture. Let me go back here. This is it. This is what I want to show you. Okay, so if you recall in a previous episode of the two-way, If you two-way radio show is one of the podcasts I do. I've had too much. Okay, if you remember in a previous episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, I built one of these out of candy blocks. That Square guy's been an inspiration to me, by the way. Okay, so this is what I did was I got the candy blocks when we were up at the Mass General store up in Boone, North Carolina, back in August. Went back up there because I said, you know what? I'm going to do one better. I'm going to build this. I'm going to build a bigger, better, and badder, and really, really do something with it. And they were out of them. They were out of candy blocks. So I went to Blowing Rock when I was went to the Sunset and Vine wine store there, and went down to the candy store there, and it just so happened they had four bags left, just four. I bought every one of them. These are the bag of candy blocks. Yeah, bag of candy blocks. So I'm going to see if I can – I've been wanting to eat these. Yes, I have been wanting to eat these. I've got four bags of them right here. I'm going to see maybe next week, maybe during the week, maybe I can do a Twitch stream of my own and build something with candy blocks and candy glue. How about that? See if I can do that. I'm not trying to one-up you on this, Square Guy. I really am not. I just I want to emulate you. Anyway. That Square guy says no Lovely, unfortunately. Yeah. That Square guy says, here we go. I'm flattered. You should be. No. But I'm going to see if I can put these together if I don't eat them first. They've got a shortage on, you know, there's a shortage on candy blocks. There is a shortage on them. I'm going to see if I can put them together maybe next week. Anyway, I don't know what else we're going to do next week. We're going to do some other fun stuff next week. It's going to be a surprise. But until then, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight, and it's been a lot of fun. And I really do. I think that everybody should. I want to give you a great applause. I want to give you a big applause. Okay, that was not. Okay, that was not the applause I want to give. You deserve a lot more than that. This is the applause you need. Thanks for sticking it out with me tonight. I really, really appreciate it. You mean a lot to me. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I mean that sincerely. And I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi, for making me this wonderful second meal, the second dinner that I'm probably going to eat more of when I'm done, while I'm editing the show. Maybe we'll see. I want to thank everybody who joined me on YouTube and were not participating in the chat. Thank you for very much. But I also want to thank everyone who joined me on Twitch tonight. And I do appreciate each and every one of you. I want to thank Darcy Stardust, Roy Terp, that square guy, of course, as always, for being here. Go check him out, that square guy on Twitch. I think you'll really have a lot of fun with that. Also, everyone else, did I mention Roy? Yes, I did. And I want to mention CM Sender and Tom Antio and Dork Noodle. Thank you for being here tonight with me. And who else did I don't want to miss anybody here. Let's see. Nubitism, thank you for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate it. And anybody else I missed here? I hope not. If not, speak up. Bex, thanks for being here with me tonight. And let's see, I'm going through the list here. Everybody can find. And did I say Nubitism? Yeah, Nubitism. And yeah, I saw your shout out there. And who else I missed? Did I miss anybody? Oh, Dwayne, thank you for being here. And anyone else I'm missing? I'm going down the whole chat. Look, if I missed you, I didn't mean to. I like to try to acknowledge everybody here, because everyone here means so much to me. And I appreciate you being here with me on the chat. I want to ask you that you please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your wherever your dwelling is. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, or just stay put. Don't end up like Roadkill Bill. Trust me, you don't want to end up like Roadkill Bill. Don't text and drive either. That's a no-go too, right, Bill? He's at a loss for words.
Right.
Okay. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, along with Roadkill Bill. And we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.